My little baby Invictus is lying here, sleeping with a smile on his face, and I kiss him and smell him. And I tell Thor, I'm sorry, but I'll come for you. And then I let him have it.
A few years ago, Daisy Bram, her partner Jamie Walsh, and their son Thor moved from Iowa to California. They made the move in part because California is a medical marijuana state.
We ended up in Butte County just kind of happenstance. Found a nice little mountain home in Concow, which is like this unincorporated little mountain town. And planted our little vegetable garden, planted our little cannabis garden, had all our paperwork in order.
Growing medical marijuana is common in Northern California, especially in places like Butte County, where medical marijuana dispensaries aren't allowed.
Zeus was born on September 1st. Right there in the bathtub, I delivered him, and it was great, and the sun was shining.
A few weeks after the birth of Zeus, Butte County sheriffs showed up at Bram and Walsh's door.
And I'm nursing my 28-day-old Zeus and my 15-month-old Thor, and I hear bang, 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 bang.
Daisy, what you're under arrest for is cultivation of marijuana and possession of marijuana for sale.
She don't cultivate. Okay. She ain't got nothing.
Oh, and that's another charge, is child endangerment on yours. I forgot that. You have the three. So, okay.
Bram and Walsh's two young boys were taken by Child Protective Services and placed in foster care for 4 months.
Daisy Bram's case is unique because she's being charged with child endangerment by virtue of having grown marijuana or being present where marijuana was being grown.
Michael Levinson, an attorney who specializes in medical marijuana cases, is representing Bram pro bono.
I don't believe that the numbers of plants or the ways in which they were being grown exceed reasonable expectations for medical use.
30-some plants that you find in the backyard. If we were really criminals, would we grow pot in our yard for everybody and their mother to see it? I don't know. The CPS case closes on us in July, and everything's just fine, and Jamie and I are just kind of living our life. September 18th comes, and our third son, Invictus, is born. And
late in 2012, with their Butte County cases still unresolved, Bram and Walsh decided to move to neighboring Tehama County.
I find this beautiful little spread on the river, and oh my goodness, Jamie loves to fish, and I've got three boys. I mean, could you find a better spot? Orchard in the front yard, look at all this space, and it just seems too good to be true.
In January of this year, Tehama County sheriffs raided Bram and Walsh's new home. This time, they found a cannabis garden in a locked room off the back of the house.
There were 50 cannabis plants, about 12 inches high. And so that's their, they're all excited. So they're tearing through the house, and becomes very quickly evident that we're both going to be arrested and the kids are going to be taken again.
For the second time in less than 2 years, Bram and Walsh were charged with cultivation of marijuana, possession with intent to sell, and child abuse. And once again, their children were taken by Child Protective Services.
I don't know, I just hope that someday they can forgive me. And they know how much I love them.
Walsh is in jail with bail set at $1 million. Bram is out on bail, and in February she went to a family court hearing in Tehama County. As Bram was leaving the courthouse, an investigator from the district attorney's office approached her car.
And he reaches in and turns off the engine and says, get out. And I'm like, oh, they're rearresting me. Awesome. He says, I'm taking the vehicle. I'll stand over there. And I said, what do you mean you're taking the vehicle? He says, this car was purchased with the illegal sale of narcotics. I'm like, what? I pull out three car seats and all my personal effects while he's taking pictures, and the social workers and everybody's coming out of court. I'm just mortified. And they get in the car and they leave.
I highly doubt they're ever going to be able to resell it for anything close to what it cost them to grab it. And I think that they also knew that that was just one thing they could do to Daisy. They could take that car and really, really turn her life into a real hassle.
I'm scared of them. You win. I'm scared.
For now, Bram and Walsh are in a state of limbo, awaiting future court dates while their children remain in foster care.
I've only seen my children, you know, a total of 4 hours supervised since they were taken. And every time I've seen them, they're in worse shape than they were the time before.
I taught them sign language and they're forgetting all that.
They're not being fed properly. They're not being clothed. They're not being taken care of at all. My children are so angry with me, they won't come near me. They won't touch me. They won't barely look at me. They won't use any of their signs. They refuse to say mommy or mama or anything.
There is just nothing worse. There's nothing worse that someone can be accused of than doing something to harm their own children. And if someone from the government is going to come after someone and make that accusation, they better have the ammunition ready to go.
I'd gotten a phone call when I came out of family court on Friday that they were going to move the babies because the foster parents didn't want them anymore. They'd gotten hurt and the case was too much publicity and high profile, and my demands for their care with the organic, holistic, natural stuff was too much, and they just didn't want them anymore. Did I know of anywhere they could go? Yeah, home with their mama.
Daisy Bram has received significant support from the medical marijuana community. Her story is important because it highlights a key question in the ongoing debate surrounding marijuana policy. Are people who grow and use cannabis fit to be parents?
The prosecution was really never able to establish through scientific evidence that the mere presence of raw cannabis is dangerous to anyone's health, let alone a child.
I suppose to some degree, you want to make sure that everything your children have access to is absolutely positively okay for them. Then no one should ever have alcohol or any cleaning products or cords that kids could trip over. I mean, we live on the Sacramento River, and while it's beautiful and great, does that not present a drowning hazard?
She does not deserve to be accused of doing anything to harm her children because she has never done such a thing and never would.
You know when you're good at something, and I'm good at being a mother because I love it.